Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And I have with me my beautiful wife, Pastor Tasila, is with me today, and I just want to say hi. Hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
Very good. I want to say hi, too, to all my friends and family out there that's listening.
Yes.
We have a group of people that always gets on. God bless you, the faithful and true. And I want to say hi to those that are all over from Germany and Dubai, all over the place we get people. So I'm
all over the world.
Hello, hello, hello. God bless you. And thanks
God
for
bless
tuning
you
in. And two, I want to tell the people to try to pick up Pastor T's book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery, on Amazon. Oh, you're such a good, blessed book, and you will be so happy that you picked it up. We try to keep the price way down, just for the cost, really. And we know you guys will enjoy it. So try to go on Amazon and pick up Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery, Pastor T. Meyer McCain. That's T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R. It's a hard name. A lot of people call them all kinds of names, ties and everything. But it's T. Meyer. And you will be really blessed to pick up that book. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And pick up your phones right now. Grab your computers and inbox your family, friends, and even some of your enemies and strangers, okay? Go ahead and let them know that the show is on right now, and the number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. 8537, or just click on the picture or the link on Facebook to listen from your computer tonight and all this week, okay? You can just do that, you know. And also remember to look for The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. We're on hsbn.tv. You can even go to our website and get on it and see our program. It's www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. That's www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. And go ahead. When you get on the page, you'll see about three lines on the left. You just go ahead and click on those lines, and it'll navigate you through the whole thing. And it'll even take you to the page where you can actually order the book, Okay, so you can go ahead and do that, or you can go to the media page and see The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila. Choose any one of the shows you want to look at, okay? It's right there for you. So go ahead and do that. Let's see, what else are we talking about here? Did I, oh, yes. Well, we want you to come and visit us. That's one thing. Come and visit us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We are located at 869 North Euclid Avenue. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. So we would love to have you to come and worship with us. You will be blessed if you did that. Okay? Come, we would like to see you. So, you know, so come and worship with us. And be blessed. And in the meantime, don't go away. We will be right back. Don't go away.
Always living victory.
listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, also known as TNT. And for some of you may have just tuned in to us, we just want to welcome you to Christian Talk and know that it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And when you hear that, you know something is about to happen. So what is about to happen? It's a TNT moment or TNT time.
It's a what's to come moment. It's
what's
Jesus
to come.
Is coming. It's a what's to come. Mm-hmm. Jesus is coming. That's what's coming. Jesus is coming. And all the body of Christ should be saying, hooray, thank you, Father.
Yes.
You know, once in a, I want to tell the people about one time in a night vision, I saw the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness battling over souls. And that's what's happening right now. And I don't know if a lot of people realize that. But we haven't a lot. I saw today where somebody that was 32 years old, one of the Olympic runners who had passed away. And I'm like, these people are younger and younger, and it doesn't matter what age they are. It's like a lot of people are passing, and a process of elimination is happening. And everybody is like, what is going on? And it is a lot going on, but like I said, I saw the kingdom of light and of darkness battling over souls. They had swords out. They were fighting, and they were actually fighting over the souls of men. Now, we do know that Jesus already paid a price, an ultimate price, for every soul, and we all understand that because those that are listening I know is mostly Christians. But it is up to the free will of mankind to choose to whom they will serve. The Father God gave us all a free will. And that's something that we have that's like God's. We all have free wills. And that's why in the book of Joshua 24:14, he said that if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose for yourself who you will serve this day. See, the Lord has given us a free will. He said, because if you don't like it that you're serving me, then you could choose for yourself. And he said, whether you choose the small g gods, which your fathers served, that were on the other side of the river, and the gods of the Amorites and all that, and the Jebusites, who he told us when we go through, do not do as they do, and whose land you dwell, he said, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That was what Joshua was saying. He and his household have determined that they were going to serve God. And we have entered into a time where there is no more straddling the fence. People got to stand in their place on where they are with God, where, you know, their convictions in him. There's no more one foot in the world and one foot, the other one in the kingdom. You must remain in the inner courts. I'm telling you, close walk. We got to get close, up close and personal, or you will find yourself in the outer courts. And you know, Pastor T, many visitors in the time when the ark was built, they used to come into the place called the gates that are beautiful, into the outer courts. And that was open to everyone. So you could come in and you can hang around with your friends in the outer court. But only the true worshipers and lovers of God looking to offer the real sacrifice of praise with a true heart could proceed into the inner court. And after the inner court was built, the Holy of Holies, which only the high priest could enter. But if the word says, but if we be Christ, we are all priests and kings. Jesus even said it in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, that now you are kings and priests and joint heirs with God. So we all have equal access to the inner courts by the blood. But first, there are some things that you must do. First, you enter into his gates with thanksgiving in your mouth and not complaints. Yes. You know, a lot of times people think that the entering into the presence of the Lord is the complaint center. But we should be entering with thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
love.
True.
And love and thanksgiving and telling the Lord how special he is to us. And we enter his courts with praise also. And I know that only those that are looking to offer death to self were allowed to enter into the inner courts. And it takes worship, which is a deeper level of fellowship, to enter into the inner courts. And that's because the death of Christ and the veil that was torn for every believer. I don't know if a lot of times people are like, I don't know what to do. Jesus already made a way for us. He, when we were born again, he made the way for us all to enter into the Holy of Holies and bring your love and honor and respect into the Holy of Holies. And you will come out, I promise you, with the substance of God radiating from you. Yes, we're in a time right now.
Yep.
We're in a time where it's time for the Lord. And we're mere talking of the kingdom, not just talking about the kingdom, kingdom of God. If not enough, we must demonstrate the kingdom of God, the one true living God's presence. We must demonstrate the presence of the Lord. It's no more talking. We've had enough of the talking. Now it's time to see what we've all are so excited about. And we're like Peter now when Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, the real presence of God is what he had, I will give you. The light and the power of God, the pure presence of God, that's what Peter had. And this presence is more valuable, I kid you not, than any bank, any country, any world, any moons, any stars, any sun. It's more valuable than anything. And once I actually saw two sides fighting over the souls, I'm back to that again, because one side was God's and the other side was Satan's. And we are in a spiritual warfare right now, and a lot of times people don't want to see that, but you see the casualties. You see people falling like flies, and have you noticed that is a big uproar today in today's society regarding mental health? Actually, May, I don't know if a lot of people know it, is Mental Health Month. And the Lord showed me that if people did not, or that if they make the wrong decisions in not serving him, that they would have mental illness. And that's how serious it is. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why? Why? And he said, I am the one that keeps the mind in perfect peace. Without me, there's no peace in the mind. He said, a mind void of me is only evil continually and filled with chaos and mischief. And if you think about it, if God is not the peace of your mind, then the enemy is an and Satan is confusion. He doesn't have peace. But I know the war has begun more of the enemy's tormenting demons have been unleashed on the earth. And we see so many people, used to be a novelty to see one person walking and hitting their head and talking to themselves. And now it's just a myriad of people that have you, everybody is saying the same thing. Have you lost your mind? Yes, they have. Sorry to say. but they really have, because mm-hmm. a lot of tormenting demons have been unleashed on the earth in this season, and more of God's light also has been unleashed at the same time. The two things are happening simultaneously, just like judgment and blessings are happening at the same time. And Daniel chapter 12:10 puts it this way. He says, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. Continually. They're not going to stop. Continually. The wicked will do wicked.
Yeah.
And none of the wicked shall understand. You would think that they would. You would say, didn't remember when I said they don't understand. And Daniel is telling you that. It says, but the wise shall understand. And 11:33, it says, Daniel, and they that understand shall instruct many people. And they shall do, and they that love their God shall do exploits also. They're going to do the works of God. Isn't that something?
Amen. That's right.
People, we are in the last generation. This generation which will see the manifestation of the sons of God. So prepare yourself like David did when he encouraged himself in the Lord, and see how he instructs you on what to do right now. And Revelations 19:7 tells us that his bride makes herself ready. You are the bride of the Lord, and you should be preparing yourself. So the culmination of history will not only tell the culmination of the Lamb's triumph, but it will also include the bride. It does. It includes the church. Church includes you. So make yourself ready for your holy husband. Ask the Lord, what are the duties of you to be prepared? I remember this prophetess that was out, and it was way a long time ago, but it was so many good things that she said that we kind of wrote it down. And when, let me see, it was in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, it's almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 30. But anyway, her name was Anton Sawyer. And she said, God, who are these standing upright in the last days, in the end time? And he said, do you notice how few? And she said, God, who are they? He said, they are the few intercessors that dare to stand in the gap. You guys get into different little groups. If you've got some people that are you friends with, that you like, that you love, that you get along with at your church, get with different groups of people and come together and have a day or a time that you guys pray together. Because God says that the intercessors in these times is very, very special. He said that they dare to stand in the gap. And it is their prayers that is going to move my arm to bring to rescue to my people in the sick condition that they're in. We already established mental illness and sicknesses on the earth right now. And God has said that even way back in the 80s. But she's asking him, who are the ones that is just the remains? Those, we can't just sit and talk about it. We got to do something too. And he said, do you notice how few people that are doing something? And she said, God, who are they? And he said, they are the few intercessors that dare to stand in the gap. And it is their prayer that is going to move my arm to bring to rescue to my people in the sick condition. She said, God, what is that blanket of blackness? And it's almost like God's voice changed. He said, those are the unrepented sins of my people. She said, what do you mean?
Whoa.
He said, outwardly righteous, but inwardly filled with corruption. Then the Holy Spirit spoke and said, this is very interesting, you guys. You got to get ready. Because the Holy Spirit spoke and said, I cannot live in this corruption. This bride is being prepared to meet the Father. She cannot come unto the Father in this condition. So I am going to purify my church. And now we see the church going through a purification. That's what we see in the churches right now, those that are standing in the gap and praying and calling on the Lord. And the results of that will be the mature, manifested sons of God. This is bigger than a one-man band. This is bigger than a denominational church or a building. This is a worldwide act of God. You will begin to see these transformed saints will appear. They're going to see them everywhere. They're going to be on the streets, inside of business establishments and restaurants, on speeding trains, flying airplanes, on the highway, the byways, the shopping malls, and appearing. Their appearance will be like a supernatural appearance. They can come at moments of time because the power that's going to be on them, and guess what, Pastor T? They're going to be able to transcend from one area to another.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
they're going
right.
to be able. Their appearing will be supernatural. They're going to be able to transcend from one area to another. You will see them in a moment, in a twinkling of the eye. The spoken word will be with power when you hear them speak, and a demonstration of the spirit, of the true spirit of the living God, that our Lord and Savior whom we serve. The secrets of men's hearts will begin to be revealed. You know, a lot of times people do a lot of prophesying and calling themselves prophesying. And telling people things that is not needed, you know, speaking into their lives about different men and a whole bunch of, you know, just stuff that's not needed, is not true.
Mm-hmm.
But this group of people will speak of men into men's hearts and reveal what's in their hearts for real. And all their needs will be met. Then and there. I'm not saying you won't have to wait to see it. You know, a lot of times people say, all right, you're healed, but go home and check. No, you will see supernatural creative healing on the spot. They tell you to wait to see it and change, and if something will change later or grow in later. It won't be like that. So imagine the wonders of the mighty moving of the Spirit of God as he is outpouring upon all flesh. This is something you guys, you just got to get your heart into it. And if you don't believe it, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, what is she talking about? Is this real? The thing that is so wonderful to me is that God will be performing all the miracles himself, Christ in you.
Yeah.
We would just be pointing the groaning creation to God. He's going to be the miracle worker, not one man or one ministry or one person. God wants to show forth his glory and his ability to the human race. And he's not looking for people who have excessive knowledge and great understanding and mystic truth. He is looking for people who are heart committed, whose hearts love him, that he can fill with himself and manifest himself through them to the world. He's looking for a people who will yield, a people who will obey him, a people who have faith and will allow him to flow through them. Only through committed vessels can this be done. And I'm telling you, look out, world. It looks grim, it looks dim, it looks dark, but I'm telling you, my father, he's about to come through, and he's going to show you guys who the great Savior really is. Hallelujah. We give him all the glory and the honor and the praise.
Amen. Amen and amen. You know, Pastor Tasila, you had mentioned earlier about there being warfare in the heavens, you know, in the spiritual realm, you know, dark against light and all of that. It reminded me of a dream that I had. I actually had a vision within my dream. That's something. I was in the dream. I was standing on my front porch in the city that I grew up in. And I was on the front porch, and I looked up in the sky, and then the sky opened, and the vision came forth. When the sky opened, I saw this big, big city. It was a city, but it was a big city with big skyscraping buildings and the whole works, big city. And on the left side of the city, and in this vision, the city was being destroyed by a giant black tornado. It was being destroyed. I mean, it was really wrecking the joint, building everything. It was really being destroyed by this black tornado, giant black tornado. However, on the right side of the vision, when I looked on the right side, everything was intact. And I saw very, very bright lights coming down from heaven. And these lights was brighter. They were brighter than the day, and it was very, very, it was a very, very clear day in this vision, yet the lights was brighter even than the day. You know how the sun is bright? Well, these lights was bright, you know, and these lights would come down from heaven, and as soon as it hit the ground, it would explode and go up like fireworks and then come back down. And then explode again as soon as it hit the ground, and it would become more lights. Each time it exploded and went up, when the fireworks came down or when the lights came down, they would explode again. And this went on and on, but the city was intact. What I saw at that point was blessing and cursing. And then what happened at the same time? Because that big black giant tornado on my left jumped out of my vision into the front yard, right in front of, right on the side of me in the front yard, but it had dwindled down to a very, very little whirlwind. It was smaller than I was, and very weak. Yeah, I saw cursing because on one side was cursing and the other side was blessing, and that's what's coming in this hour. Blessings and cursings, judgment, and the kingdom of God all at the same time. What's coming in this hour? What is to come? The Antichrist and the Antichrist system, which is already here, as it is written in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time or the last days, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby you know that it is the last time or the latter days. We know that because look around. It's Antichrist all over the place. The entire world system is an Antichrist system that's going to continually
increase. I'm glad you said that, Pastor T. So that the people will understand that right now the Antichrist system is in operation right in front of our face.
Yeah.
And it's anything that's against Jesus. And you can't even say Jesus anymore on hardly anything. And even in the school, they're taking him out. Yeah. And that's the Antichrist spirit.
Oh, yeah. It's the Antichrist against God system. It's what it is, against Christ. It's against Christ's system, against Jesus Christ, a system that was designed by demonic spirits, by Satan himself, to be against the kingdom of God, against anything that have anything to do with Jesus Christ. And it's continually increasing in evil. Revelation 13, verse 16 and 18, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Then scripture goes on to say, here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's 666. But God's answer to that is in Revelation 14:1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 and 4,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. This is the answer to Satan's government. Satan's government won't let you buy or sell unless you have his mark. But this is what God is raising up, his government in this hour. God puts his name on our foreheads, which stands for the mind of God and God's purpose, his will and his plan of the ages. That's the mark that God will use in this hour on us, is his name on our foreheads. It is the government of God. Satan will try to fight back with his false church. This false church in Revelation 17, verse 3 through 6. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast. This is that system we're talking about, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. Yes, she looks beautiful, but what she's full of is the thing. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon. Babylon, that means confusion. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, with Christian people, God's people. She's drunken because she has killed and martyred God's people, true believers and followers and lovers of Jesus Christ, doing Satan's will by killing them. She was drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. That's the deception, because when people are a part of this system, they think it's good, but it's not. It's an evil. But God's answer to Satan's false church is in Revelation 12, verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon. You know, the clothed with the sun, that represents the glory of God. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet.
Yeah, but it's the S-O-N.
Yeah, it's really the S-O-N, the glory of God, you know. And the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And, you know, it's a crown. So this woman is crowned. This church is crowned. And 12 stars represents leadership and authority. It represents multiplication. It represents, looking at? Ordained leadership, godly leadership. Mm-hmm. It's God's last day golden church who will bring forth the man-child company, the sons of God. This is Jesus in the midst of his perfect seven golden candlestick last day church. Jesus will be in the midst of his perfect church, like you said, doing the work. Christ in you, the hope of glory. There will be rejoicing when God delivers us from this Antichrist system. Revelation 19, verse 13. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, you know, Satan's false church, the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication. That's what she's doing right now, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again, they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Hallelujah. God fights our battles and delivers us from his wrath also. He fights our battles. He delivers us from this false church, Satan's ungodly kingdom, and he also delivers us from his wrath, from the wrath of God. God's wrath is coming for sure upon the disobedient and the ungodly. So I say to you, make sure you are not walking in their lifestyle, because the wrath of God will be upon you as well. Let your lifestyle be a praise to God. So what we have to do, and Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, he says, mortify, therefore, which means put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Things like fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. But Jesus came to deliver us from the wrath of God if we submit to him and walk with and in him. That's why he is called Savior, because he is our deliverer. You see, we have to walk with him and in him. There's contingencies, you know, and you always talk about that, Pastor Tasila, you know. The Lord is saying, if you do this, then I'll do that. We have to do our part, in other words, is what he's trying to let us know. What is to come?
That's
the answer? Judgment. Judgment is coming, and guess what? We will not be delivered from his judgment. Did you know that? All of us. We will not be delivered from his judgment, for we all shall be judged.
That's
true. Keep in mind that all judgment isn't bad.
That's true.
We won't be judged, but all judgment isn't bad. There is a good judgment for God's people. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, I mean, you have to continually overcome, that's our part, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, there is also bad judgment for the ungodly, the disobedient, and for this beast system. Revelation 19, verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had deceived the mark, that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshiped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Judgment comes to everyone, even for the fallen angels. You've heard of the fallen angels. Jude chapter 1, verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, hath he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Bad judgment is also for the false prophet, for demons, and even for Satan himself, who is the devil. Revelation 20, verse 10, and the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, into which the beast and the false prophet had already been thrown. There they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Can you imagine that? No, really, you're going to be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's what Satan has to look forward to. And it's okay for us to remind him that when he tries to attack you. Okay, so what can we as Christians look forward to in this hour? The answer, restoration. God will restore the joy of his salvation, of his salvation. He'll restore the joy of his salvation. Psalm 51:12, restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. God will restore what the enemy has taken from us. Joel 2:25. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. He will restore what the enemy has taken. The enemy tries to take your soul, your mind, your spirit. He tries to take not just in the natural but in the spirit. But God will restore. You see, God sent this army for punishment to his people. He sends this army. That's why he said, my great army, which I sent among you, because they were rejecting God. They were disobedient. So he sent an army against them, but he restored them because they repented. Sometimes because of our unrepentant sins, the Lord will allow our enemies to take from us. Yeah, he allows our enemies to take from us. But when we repent and call on his holy name, he will restore us and give back what we have lost. The enemy has stolen from you, and sometimes it's your fault, and sometimes it's not your fault. It's just an attack by Satan and his demons. Nevertheless, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, he will restore everything you lost and then more. Just submit and humble yourselves to him. The Lord will even restore your very soul. Psalm 23, verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God is going to put a right spirit inside of all of us, which is his Holy Spirit. All we have to do is ask for it, like David did in Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. What is to come? The answer? Deliverance for God's people. Psalm 79, verse 9. Help us. These are God's people calling on the Lord. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, for the glory of your name. Help us. And deliver us and purge us, cleanse us, purge away our sins for your name's sake. What is coming to God's people? The answer, change. And you guys know this one, as it is written in 1 Corinthians 50, verses 51 through 55. Behold, I show you a mystery, a hidden secret. We shall not all sleep, or we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. One way or another, we're going to be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. That's that prophetic word of God, and also the trumpet of God. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible that we're living in right now, these bodies, must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? We can actually mock death. We can mock death because death has no power over us at that point. We are changed. We are to be changed into the likeness and image of the glorified Jesus Christ. As it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we are with open face, beholding as in a glass, a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So rejoice, people of God. Rejoice, because what is to come is also something great and new. God said it himself. He said, behold, I make all things new. So restoration, healing, deliverance, provision, health, wealth, a total new life, peace, joy, and security will be given to God's people in this hour. What is to come? Mm-hmm. The ultimate. Here's what's coming. The ultimate. A new heaven and a new earth. A total new world. Revelation 21, mm-hmm. verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth will pass away, and there was no more sea. Man, if we could get the whole world to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God will be here immediately. And that's your job, mm-hmm. Christians. We are to go out into the world and get the world to believe. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive him, I think that this will be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro, searching high and low for peace. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you,
it's the world within, in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's us with breath and breath. It's the world within,
everybody now.
Hallelujah!
You are listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. Pastor Tosila, we have about 4 minutes or so. Any last words that you want to say to everybody?
Yes, where we lift up Jesus, our great King. I'm so happy about the work that the Lord is going to be doing, and it's going to be seen by all eyes, and everyone is going to be testifying of the goodness of God and how the Lord has sent his Son to bring change. And we're going to have two things, like I said, going on at the same time. There'll still be darkness. There's going to be light. But the light is going to overtake, just like the darkness is trying to overtake those with light right now. But the light is going to overtake and fill the whole earth, and the earth will be the kingdom of God. It will turn into this is what's coming, and change is coming, like Pastor T said. And the earth is going to be filled with the fullness of God, and the Spirit of the Lord is going to be on all flesh, and every eye will see him. It's going to be so beautiful, and I just can't wait for what the plans God has, what's coming for the earth. And it doesn't seem good. I know a lot of people are hurting, and a lot of things are happening.
Yeah.
A lot of people are losing a lot of loved ones. But just hang in there. Keep praying. Don't lose your faith. Like the Lord said, will I find faith when I return? You know, keep your faith. Keep your love. Don't start because of iniquity, hating and fighting and being angry and bitter towards people, because that's all part of Satan's setup too, that the love of many grows cold because of all the things that are happening on the earth right now. Don't allow the enemy in that area, and don't become bitter and overwhelmed with bitterness and anger either. You know, watch yourself, prepare yourself, make yourself ready to receive Jesus. Jesus is going to present the Father with the church, which is his body, and he wants to inhabit his body, and that is the only present that the Father can receive, is the blood of Jesus and him, Christ, in you. He wants to inhabit the church and then present the church to his Father. And we are the church, so we have to get ready, lights of God. We got to prepare. The body has to submit and yield so the Lord can do his work within us. Amen? And keep that in mind.
Amen.
That's what you're working on, something. We're moving towards something. And the less that we yield, the less the Lord can do, because we still have that free will we were talking about. And you want to keep your free will, or you want God to move in your body and do his thing on you, then, you know, release some of those things that God is tapping you on the shoulder about. Let it go. Let it go. You're not going to miss it.
And encourage yourself in the Lord. If you're feeling weak and you're feeling attacks and things like that, encourage yourself in the Lord, and let the joy of the Lord be your strength. And don't forget, Christians, use the authority that Jesus Christ has given you. Speak it. Use the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are allowed to use that for the glory of God. So go ahead and use what God has given you. Oh, everybody, thank you for tuning in this week. Come visit us again next week. This is Christian Talk with Pastor T. Meyer and Tosila, known as TNT. And just come on and 8 p.m. Pacific time, and check your time zone and dial in. We will see you all next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.